Chrysanthemum Cliff. I have been at the edge of my seat, very excited to learn about the next level gift that you have for the... Wait, hold on. You said it was for the person that we haven't seen in a while, but we still want to celebrate with?
Yeah, you know, it's that person that you want to buy a gift for because you're family, or, you know, because you've always given gifts, you know, but you don't know them really necessarily well enough to give them the perfect personalized thing that they've always, you know, wanted. You know, it's that person that you give an ornament to every year, or that person that you get, you know, a Harry and David bunch of, you know, pears, or, you know, the Harry and David truffles, or like I always get my my grandma, and like I haven't seen her in a number of years, but one thing that I know she really likes is I always buy her these cookies from, and this is not actually my, this is not it, but this is also a very good idea. They used to live, before my grandfather passed, they lived in Morro Bay, California, and the city right up north of them, which I do not remember the name of it, has this adorable little bakery that sells brown butter cookies. Have you ever had a brown butter cookie?
No, but I'm on a diet because we're taking our headshots at work soon, and I'm very, oh no. My phone heard me talking about cookies, and then Yoga Burn turned on. Did you hear that?
I did.
Oh my goodness. So I was about to say I can't eat cookies because we're taking our headshots soon, and you know how crazy I am about pictures.
Your head looks very svelte right now. I think you'll be fine. Anyway, so I will just talk about cookies and I will not make you eat any. Brown butter cookies are incredible. They're kind of like really brown sugary, but with a, like, do you know, have you ever had browned butter before? Like where you take butter and you like kind of cook it and it gets kind of nutty and delicious.
They sound like snickerdoodle.
Actually. No, they're way better than snickerdoodles. Like snickerdoodles are fine, but snickerdoodles are like kind of a, they're kind of a generic cookie. Like they're not bad, but like, I mean, they're like fancy sugar cookies. These are absolutely next level. So anyway, I always order those for my grandma because I know she loves them, and it's, she lives down in Georgia, so like I don't see her ever. It's really easy for me to just like have those sent from California to her. So in a similar vein, we'll get to what I was actually talking about. I was talking to my friend Hans the other day, and he was like, have you ever had anything from the Milk Bar Bakery? And I'm like, I have no idea what we were talking about, man. He's like, it's a bakery in, I think, New York that is kind of famous. Like the chef is kind of a big deal. And he's like, yeah, I'm having, for his birthday and his wife's birthday happen to be on the same day. And so we're having a cake brought in from Milk Bar, and like, they'll ship it to you from there. And I went out and looked at their website. I'm like, oh my God, these look absolutely incredible. So if you go to milkbarstore.com, you can see their cakes and their cookies. And I'm like, that's awesome. He's like, have you ever had a corn cookie? And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like the corn cookies? He's like, yeah, they are a sweet cookie that tastes like they have corn in them. And I'm like, no, that sounds both weird and not good, Hans. He's like, no, man, you've got to try them. I'm like, okay, yeah, maybe I'll order some corn cookies someday because that sounds weird. But whatever, you know, like didn't think much of it. And he's like, probably a week later, I got a notification that something was being delivered to my house from like FedEx that day. I'm like, well, what's this? And he sent me like their cookie sampler. And so it's a assorted tin of cookies. I think it has six different cookies in it. And it contains the aforementioned corn cookie, but also has a compost cookie, a cornflake chocolate chip marshmallow cookie, a blueberry and cream cookie, a chocolate confetti cookie, and a confetti cookie. They're all individually wrapped, and they last for probably about 4 or 5 days after you get them. And they're big, like they're good sized, like 4-inch across cookies, right? They're $20 and then like an extra $15 for shipping. So they kind of hit that sweet, like, you know, nice, but not $1,000. They come in this really gorgeous tin and they're absolutely delicious. Corn cookies might be one of the better cookies I've ever had. Like they sound ridiculous, but it's like kind of a sugar cookie with maybe a little bit more something to it, but has like this vague, like really sweet corn flavor. It sounds so weird and they're so good. So milkbarstore.com is, you can get cakes, but the six cookie assorted tin is really a sweet spot, I think, for like price and, you know, gift giving, whatever. They do have a bigger one that's a dozen that's only $36. So, you know, it's cool.
Okay, so you just next leveled your own gift.
Yeah.
And I am about to next level your corn cookies.
Oh my goodness.
Milk bar.
All right.
By adding to them. So, okay, let's say that you like someone who is a rock fan.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
So you're going to first get them those corn cookies.
Yes.
From Milk Bar.
Oh.
And then you're also going to order corn with a K from the cornwebstore.com, the corn surgical mask for $15, because you are so in tune with your rock lover's needs.
Do you know anyone that loves corn enough to wear a corn face mask?
I work for an active rock radio.
You know a
station,
lot of
Cliff.
People that would
yes.
wear. I was going to say our friend Dylan would probably wear a corn face mask. He likes that kind of stuff a lot. I could see that, and he would also eat a corn cookie. So, just saying.
Yeah. I joke around at work that I am the unicorn with a K, because I'm whimsical. But I'm also on a rock station.
I love it.
So there you have it. Whether you're shopping for your grandma or you're shopping for the metal active rock lover down the street.
You've got it.
You are set with us. We care for you and we are prepping you for a successful holiday gift giving.
Once you've taken your headshot, Heather, I'll send you a corn cookie. You need to try them.
Oh, my gosh. I'm doing intermittent fasting.
Oh, nice.
I should do that anyway, and I do, like, on and off, but I have to be really good. Like, normally with intermittent fasting, the reason why I like it is because I eat in a 4-hour window and I can pretty much eat whatever I want.
Sure.
In the 4-hour window, because how much damage can you do
in 4 hours? Yeah, you can only get so full.
Exactly. But because we're doing headshots, I am like eating healthy.
Oh,
in my
wow.
window.
That's hard.
On top of it. Yeah, it was. I mean, ugh.
When's your 4-hour window? When do you do it?
Oh, when I get like settled for the night. So it's between like 5 p.m. and 9 p.m.
That's rough, Heather. That's rough.
So I drink. Well, I'm a nighttime eater.
Oh, sure.
So if I try to eat earlier, I'll just eat at night anyway and ruin it. Because I'm the person, if my stomach's growling and I'm laying in bed, I can't go to sleep.
Fair.
Like, I'll get up and eat the dog's peanut butter, like, before, you know, it's a mess. I'm a disaster. So, yeah, I got to have my window, like, right before bed.
Love
it. Doesn't work for me.
Love it.
But anywho, tomorrow, what movie do you want to talk about tomorrow, Cliff?
Tomorrow, we are going to talk about two movies, but they're sequels.
Oh, okay. Sounds good.
The Princess Switch and The Princess Switch Switched Again.
Okay. Is this the one with the singer?
It's with Vanessa Hudgens.
Vanessa Hudgens. Yes. Yeah. Okay.